First of all, I really missed our Rebbe, the Or Gedaliah. It's good to come back to our Rebbe, who guides us through the Yom Tovim, and he has a lot of really beautiful Torah on Chodesh Nisan, and on Parshas Chodesh, and on Pesach, and in Yanim of the Haggadah. So he's going to get us through these challenging mornings, and this Shabbos, when we probably will not go to Shul again. In addition to being Vayakol Pekudei, is Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh. Okay? So let's see what he has to say about Parshas HaChodesh. What is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? So he writes, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashanah. We know that the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people is the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, that Hashem gave us the ability to sanctify the month and to declare Rosh Chodesh. But we have to understand what it really means on a deeper level, what exactly was being given to us. Uvesvarno mefaresh al pi pashtus, she'eved ein hazman shelo. Why were the Jewish people given the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem on their way out of Mitzrayim? Because in Eved, the tragedy of being a slave is that you don't have any control over your time. Your master tells you what to do. You work for your master. Your master says do like this, you do like this. Your master says do like that, you do like that. So Klal Yisrael becoming free people means having a certain bailus, a certain control and ownership over time. And now time was being given to them. Time is going to be given to you. Renewal is given to you. Ownership over Zman is given to you to do with it as you please. Which, by the way, is a very scary thing as we're all experiencing right now, right? We all have a lot of time on our hands now, and we're all trying to figure out what on earth are we supposed to do with it. Okay, so we'll have to talk about that in a healthy way. How are we going to stay sane for the next number of weeks when we're more or less all isolated in our own way? And it's a scary thought, being able to use your time well. I've already had some conversations with some of you, and I'm happy to have conversations with more of you. But it's a very frightening thing. As much as everyone, you know, wishes they had more free time, we complain about it all day when we're in YU. But now we have a lot of free time, and it's a little bit frightening. Umi medrashim mashma dekan mavur inyan shel hismasrus koach hachidush l'klal Yisrael. What does it mean, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem? It's not just that we're going to declare Rosh Chodesh. It's that the power of renewal, the ownership over renewal, is being transformed, or being transmitted, rather, to Klal Yisrael. Right? We have the power of Chiddush. We dictate how Chiddush is going to work. U'kamosha amru HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, HaChiddush Hazeh Lachem. Chiddush is being given to us. We decide how to renew any given situation. Sha'achshav nasu b'nei Yisrael b'aylim al hazman. Now we are owners over time. Shehein b'han haga l'malim yiseder ha'teva. And we own time both in a olam haza sense, and we have the ability to manipulate time in a metaphysical sense by dictating, you know, when Rosh Chodesh is, and by extension, that determines when Pesach is. That means Pesach will be on a particular date. Not a day earlier, or not a day later, or a day earlier, or a day later, and that's going to dictate when we eat matzah, when we're allowed to eat chametz. Right, so we become owners over time. Ukamosha darshu chazal ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh. Chazal say on the pasuk in Koheles, there's nothing new beneath the sun. Avalamalim in hashemesh yesh, but above the sun, there is renewal. I want to give you guys an image. If you didn't hear, Rabbi Penner has been sending out some short insights on tefillah, and he shared a beautiful idea yesterday from Rabbi Weissblum in his Sefer Ha'aras HaTefillah. He said it's just such a powerful thing to picture when you're davening. He said when you take your three steps back and you're about to take your three steps forward for Shemona Esrei, picture the following. He said, imagine a person's on an airplane, and you're taking off, and it's a bit rainy, and you're kind of, you know, a little nervous, because it's a bit stormy outside, but, you know, the airport has given clearance for the plane to fly, and you're sitting there waiting for takeoff, and it's raining all around you, and you hear the winds outside, and it's a little bit frightening, but you trust that the aviation experts have determined that it's safe to fly, and your plane starts to take off, and you're going up, and you're going up, and you see you're entering into those dark clouds, and all of a sudden you pierce through those dark clouds, and now like you're above the storm, and all of a sudden it's perfectly clear. So Rabbi Penner said from this sefer Ha'aras HaTfila by Rabbi, I think his name is Uri Weissblum, he said that's how a Jew should picture himself when he takes his three steps forward in Shmona Esrei. You're living down in this world that's like this crazy storm, and all of a sudden, as you take your three steps forward, you break through those clouds, and now you're above the storm, and you're kind of like, you're looking down at the storm. That's the ability of tefillah to lift us beyond the confines of Olam Hazeh. And again, that's really what is being given to Klal Yisrael in the phrase, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Hashem says, I am giving you the power of renewal. I'm giving you the ability to be Lamala Mei HaShemesh, right? Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing new, says Shlomo HaMelech, beneath the sun. But those who have the ability to transcend the natural order, and that's Klal Yisrael, we have the ability to experience renewal and to dictate how the world is going to renew itself. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Parshas HaChodesh, and again, we're going to come to Rosh Chodesh and Ritz Hashem next week, B'siyata D'Shemaya. So we enter into a space that is above Teva. Oh, hi, Yaakov. Come. You want to say hi to everybody? Oh, you want more pancakes? Does anyone have more pancakes? Can you check with Mommy if there's more pancakes? Yeah?
My sister wants pancakes, too.
Oh, Josh's sister also wants pancakes. Okay, go tell Mommy to make two orders of pancakes, please. Okay? This is how it's going to go, friends. And yes, this will be posted on YUTara for everyone to enjoy. So the Jewish people have the ability to be what? To be above the sun. So included, again, it's not just that we dictate when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, but the Jewish people become what? Become masters of time. Now listen to this unbelievable Yerushalmi that he quotes. It's Yerushalmi in a couple of places. On a pasuk in Tehillim, the next three words, Lakel Gomer Alai. It's spelled here with a kuf, but obviously it's an aleph. Lakel, like God. Lakel Gomer Alai. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Parak Nun Zayin. And the Yerushalmi says that this pasuk means, She'im beistin ma'avrin es hashana, az besula bas gimel besulosel chozer. We have a rule. Again, how it plays out in terms of medical knowledge and scientific knowledge and how we understand the relationship between the Torah reality and the scientific reality is a good question. But the Gemara assumes the following. The Gemara assumes that a girl who is under the age of 3, who loses the signs of her virginity, so besulosel chozrim, the signs of her besulim will grow back. In other words, the hymen will restore itself, the flesh will heal itself. If a girl is over the age of 3 and she loses the signs of a virginity, so it's not going to, that area is not going to heal itself and it's not going to restore itself. So the Gemara discusses the following situation. What happens if you have a girl who seems like she's 3 years old and then she loses the signs of her besulim? Again, it doesn't have to be through a sexual act. It could be she injures herself in that area. And what happens now? The Beis Din determines, you know what? Even though it looked like we were about to enter into Nisan, Beis Din determines we're declaring a leap year, so it's really still Adar, it's Adar Sheni. So now, halachically, in Shemayim, it was just declared that she's not yet 3. So says the Gemara, the physical, the biological reality will align itself with the halachic reality. In other words, Chazal have just determined that now she is halachically under the age of 3, and her body will undergo a process of aligning itself with that halachic reality. You see it in other areas of halacha as well. We see it within halachos related to Hilchos Nida, as the Chazon Ish discussed in at least one place. And it's an amazing thing. What this Yerushalmi is telling us is that, again, there's a spiritual reality that can actually look down, so to speak, upon the physical reality and influence and impact the physical reality. So this is what it means, Shehazman Masr Lachem, that we become owners of time, the birth of Klal Yisrael. Again, are these words, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Who knows the gematria of Hachodesh Hazel Lachem? Who knows it? Raise your
hand.
Who's got it? Who knows who's talking here? Who knows it? Let's hear. You can unmute yourself if you want to share it, if you know it. 424 is gematria.
Mashiach ben David.
Mashiach ben David. That's correct. That's right. Mashiach ben David. Because Mashiach brings with it a new world order, an ability to experience life in a way that's different than what we're used to. So Achodesh Hazel Lachem, in some type of miniature version, it's a microcosm of that larger new world order called Mashiach. Achodesh Hazel Lachem gives us the ability to be masters over the natural order, to have ownership over time, to have ownership over Teva, and again to inject, so to speak, that sense of chidush into the world. Okay, we continue with the next paragraph. Chidush halavana mora al kocha eschachos b'bnei Yisrael. We are compared to the moon, and the moon is constantly in a state of renewal. U'kamo she'omrim b'nusach habracha b'eis kiddush halavana. We say during kiddush levana, she'heim asidim l'schadish kamosa, that we are undergoing a renewal process, much like the moon, which is waxing and waning. U've'eis she'nitein l'bnei Yisrael ha'parsha shel achodesh hazeh lachem, and again, when we were given HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, we became like the moon, to be able to go through periods of waxing and waning, of renewal, of recreation. But there's a very simple question, a very obvious question, that the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos raise. And that is, hold on a second. On the one hand, the moon seems to always be changing, and the moon seems to be evolving in different ways in terms of expressing its light. But the truth of the matter is, it's all following a very precise and easily, maybe not so easily, but somewhat easily calculated pattern. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah asked him, Maseches Brachos, Hikshu, Shehalo Inyan Shel Chidush Halavana Hu Cheshbon Pashut. If you know a little bit about the rotations of the heavenly bodies, you know very well what the moon is going to do. It's actually quite predictable what the moon is going to do. Right? Some months have 29 days, some months have 30 days. Right? There is a natural order to things, and in fact, for the last many, many years, we've been operating on a set calendar. We're not operating with Jews coming up to Yerushalayim and declaring before the Beis Din, I saw the new moon. We're operating with a set calendar that was established by Hillel. So there is a very natural cycle and order to the process of the moon's, so to speak, renewal, and therefore the question is lama merames bechlal al inyan shel eschachus. So why is the moon that paradigm of eschachus when the moon itself is predictable? Umisratzim ki le'ein ha'adam nira ke eschachus ve'lechein mevarchem aleh. And the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos give an interesting answer. They say that, well, it looks like it's renewing itself, and therefore, even though there is somewhat of a natural cycle that it's going through, but because it has the appearance of becoming larger and becoming smaller, the light is waxing and waning, so for that reason, because it has the appearance of Ischachus, Lachein Mavarchim Aleha. Therefore, we make a bracha on the renewal of the moon. Aha, so in other words, we're making a bracha on something that's not really true. So explains our Rebbe, Rabbi Gedalia Shor, an amazing yisod. Yes, there's the physical appearance of what's happening, and there's the natural process of what's happening, but we have to understand what it's alluding to on a much deeper level. The Maharal wrote a magnificent sefer. Again, it's for this time of the year, called the Gvuras Hashem. So many of the yesodos of what was happening in Yitzias Mitzrayim, in Golas Mitzrayim, Gulas Mitzrayim, it's all found in the Maharal's Gvuras Hashem. Why is it that the Jewish holiday season is set up according to the calendar in terms of what's happening within Teva? In other words, Pesach tola haTorah b'chodesh ha'aviv. Pesach is connected to spring. Shavuos is connected to Chag HaKotzer, when we harvest. Sukkot is connected to when we gather in our produce. Why is the whole why is the whole Yom Tov cycle of celebrations arranged according to the agricultural cycle? Now, the simple answer, obviously, b'derech hapshat, is that people were farmers, and they would celebrate their success in terms of having new produce, having crops be successful, having what to harvest, having what to gather. But on a deeper level, why are the Yom Tovim, which again, we think of Yom Tov as, you know, we think of Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, but the Pashup Shad in the Torah, these are just celebrations of an agricultural cycle. So what is it all really about? Umevar Sham, the Maharal explains, Kiksiv, it says in Kohales, Ki Gavoa Me'al Gavoa Shomer, Gavoa Me'al Gavoa means there are layers upon layers, Uperusho Ki Kol Masha Anu Ro'en B'Seder Ateva, Again, whatever we're seeing, whatever the whole world is seeing, it's not only Jews who see this cycle, right? Everyone can look up at the moon and see the cycle of the moon. Everyone can appreciate the agricultural cycle. But what we see as taking place in the natural world, as Jews, we recognize, hey Roger, welcome. We recognize as taking place in the higher realms as well. In other words, everything that's happening in the physical realm is reflecting a higher spiritual reality. And however, this is going to be really important. We're going to understand this very deeply in a few moments. Anything you see happening in this world, and again, these are definitely days to think about this in a serious way, meaning we're seeing the lowest bottom expression of some higher spiritual idea. So it's manifesting itself in a certain physical way, but it's connected, right? Gavoa, like the pasuk says, Gavoa me'al Gavoa Shomer. There are layers upon layers of higher spiritual hashpos that are being, again, that are being, so to speak, sent down to this world and manifesting themselves in physical reality. To the point that we see it as a natural thing. So we look up at the moon and we see, what do you mean? The moon, says Rabbeinu Yonah, the moon is predictable. The cycle of the moon is predictable. It's scientifically predictable, and yet we have this ability. No, we're in charge of the moon. What does that mean? We're in charge of the moon. Me'ashpa b'seder ha'teva yecholin anu ledas ki yesh hashpa ruchani me'ein oso hashpa shenira b'olam ha'teva. When we see that hashpa as it manifests itself in the lowest realms. So we have to recognize what is Hashem saying from on high. Right now we're entering into Chodesh Nisan. Next week is Rosh Chodesh, and this Shabbos is Parshas Chodesh, and we're thinking about Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim once again. Chayav Adam Liros Asatzmo Ki Iluhu Yatzu Mitzrayim, and we're experiencing Achodesh Azelachem, which we said is Gematria Mashiach Ben David. There's a lot of Baruch Hashem feelings of Mashiach, and there should be every day of our life, but we're feeling it a little bit more now, which is a good thing. But I have to ask myself, okay, so like, what does that mean? What does it mean up here? We're experiencing it down here. What does it mean at its shoresh? V'hu b'ha b'china she'isa b'gemara Shabbos daf yoram ad-beiz. And chavra, in case you think Hashem's not in charge anymore, I promise you he still is. And the proof is that we finally come back to our Rebbe, Rav Gedalia Shor. We learn this piece of Torah. And what does he quote? Shabbos daf yoram ad-beiz. Nu? Anyone? Today's daf yom is Shabbos daf yod. So yes, Hashem is still guiding our shir b'ashkacha pratis. So on Shabbos daf yod amud beis, the Gemara says, "Hanosein pas latinok tzarach lahodio li'imo." If you give a piece of bread to a child, you need to inform the child's mother. So what does that mean? So the Gemara actually says the idea is that we want in case the kid has peanut allergies or whatever, but more than that, we want to make sure that the mother knows where her child got this food from, to be able to thank the person who did this tova for her child. So the Gemara says, if you give bread to a child, you need to inform the mother. How do you inform the mother? My Ovid Lay. Let's say you meet the kid in the marketplace. You give the kid an ice cream cone. So how do you let the mother know that you gave this kid an ice cream cone? How do you know you gave this kid bread? Amar Abaye Sha'if Lay Mishcha. Shmir something on his face. Take a little oil and put it on his face. Where the Gemara says, take a little blue eyeshadow and rub it on his face. The mother says, well, what happened to your face? Where'd you get that blue mark on your face from? Right? Or why do you have ice cream on your shirt? Right? Let's say the kid knows how to eat the ice cream cone without getting on his shirt, which would be a big chiddush, right? So rub a little ice cream on his shirt. So then the mother says, "Hey, who gave you ice cream? Oh, your uncle gave you ice cream? Wow, he's such a nice guy, even though he told you not to talk to strangers." Kikol hamikrim b'seder ha-teva. So the Maharal explains that everything in Teva, when you see, and I hope you take a few minutes to get outside today in a safe way, but when you see a tree that's starting to blossom, starting to bloom, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu smearing on the world his hashpa. Everything that you see within Teva, says the Maharal, is kishayiflei mishcha. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu rubbing some of his hashpa on the world. So you're only seeing, again, you're only seeing that little smear on the kid's face, but you have to say, wait a minute, what does this imply? What does this mean? Oh, this means you met Yankel in the marketplace and he paid for your lunch. That's so nice of him. Ledas shebe'es hahu yesh hashpa ruchani. If you see the trees renewing themselves, and you stop right there and say, wow, how beautiful is this tree that's renewing itself, you've kind of missed the point. Because we're supposed to look at the tree and say, wow, if the trees are renewing themselves, so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me at this time? It's me'ein osan ha'mikrim shiroam b'seder ha'teva, the spiritual influx that is being reflected by whatever's happening in natural order. So now we understand why are the three major Jewish holidays, the Shlosh Regalim, linked to the fact that the weather's getting nicer, the fact that we're harvesting, to the fact that we're gathering. You know why? Because each one of them is reflecting a spiritual order that's taking place on high. If Nisan, Haba Aleinu Letova, month of Geula, according to the Gemara. Welcome, Armando. We're so happy that you're if Nisan is the month that reflects, again, a recreation of the physical world, so if things that have been dead throughout the entire winter are starting to blossom again, and starting to bloom again, and starting to come back to life again, if that's all happening in the natural world in Nisan, Zasimin Sha'oz Yuredes Hashba Shel Tchia. That means we're entering into a spiritual new world order. It might be Mashiach, it might be Jews learning over Zoom, it might be who knows what, but there's some type of renewal that's taking place in the world now in a serious way, and we have the opportunity as owners of HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem to not only tap into it, but to guide it and to direct it. And that hashpa is being felt in the physical world as well. And therefore we have to capture, again, it's not just when we thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, it's not just, wow, thank you Hashem, you took us out of Egypt in a time when the weather was nice, that was very kind of you, and it was very kind of Hashem, but it's much more than that. Hashem is saying, I took you out when the world is in a state of renewal, because coming out of Mitzrayim is a total renewal. You're a totally new person. Until now you've been a slave to Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Now you've become the masters over time. Now you've been given the authority of the Torah. Sha'oz hu zman ha'aviv v'lechein... Sorry, I read that line already. V'lechein roi sha'zman ya'kodesh la'ashem. V'ala odom ledas ki b'zman hazeh yochol hu lekabel ruach shel techiyah b'inyanei ruchnias. This is an opportunity. Chevra, listen to these words. This is an opportunity for us to experience a renewal in our Avodas Hashem. And we're experiencing it right now. Every one of us is being challenged in our Avodas Hashem to do something very new, which is to take a lot of personal ownership over my Ruchnias. How am I going to spend my days? How am I going to spend my time? What is my davening going to look like? Some of us go to Minyan all the time. Some of us go to Minyan some of the time, right? But now, you know, we're all more or less isolated, and we're learning how to do things differently. But that hischadshus has to be a spiritual renewal, a hischadshus haruchani, a tchia, ruach shel tchia that he's referring to. V'cheinu b'chol haregalim kulam, and that's what happens on each of the four regalim. Okay, we turn to the top of the next page, page 118. V'chein anu roim ki geshem v'tal him garmim tzmicha b'olam hazeh. The same thing is true when we talk about rain. We talk about rain coming down to this world to stimulate growth. What is rain? So you say, what do you mean? Rain is rain. What are you even asking? But what is rain at its shoresh? What is the potential of rain? What is dew? You wake up in the morning, you see some dew on the grass. What is Hashem hinting to? What does do really mean again in that higher realm? Umatzinu od shegeshem vital heim garmim tchias hanesim. We talk about the do of tchia, the do that is going to affect tchias hanesim. We talk about a rain. Torah is compared to rain. Torah is compared to mayim. Tal haTorah mechayeu, like the Medrash says, it's a Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Vayeschanan, that the tal of Torah, the dew of Torah, can revive a person. Ki geshem biyosodahu koach shochios. What is geshem at its root? Geshem at its root is life. V'koach zeh shochios yored ad la'olam hazeh ativi. So we see the rain coming down as rain droplets falling into the earth, softening the earth, causing plants to grow. But all of this is, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu sending down life to us on a daily basis. Right? When we see rain comes down, what does it do? It gives life to plants. But what does it do on a higher level? When Chazal say that one of the names of Hashem is Shakai, Shin Dalet Yod, Sha'amar La'olam Odai, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to set up the world in such a way that it's died. It's just enough for me to be discovered if you search for me, and for Hashem to be completely hidden if you don't search for him, and the choice is yours. I can't make myself too obvious, because that's not going to make the game any fun, and if I make myself too hidden, so then no one's going to believe in me. So Shakai means Sha'amar La'olam Odai. Hashem set up the world perfectly, that there's this perfect balance of revealing and concealing. So rain comes down, it's real enough that I can think about it and recognize Hashem. It's also physical enough that I can miss the point. I think that rain is just, you know, a lucky gift that was given to the plants outside. But at its shorish, at its essence, rain has the ability to affect tchias hameisim, to literally bring human beings back from the dead. And therefore, how do we highlight this in our davening every day? We place Gevuras HaGesham, we speak about the grandeur, the greatness of rain, in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Mashiv HaRuach HaMarid HaGesham is in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. Because really, Geshem biyasodo yeshbo koach. It has within it that koach of Chios LaChayos Mesim, to literally bring life to those who are no longer alive. And says Rav Gedalia Shur, concluding this paragraph, V'chein kol ha'ashpahos kulam, any hashpa, anything that you experience, anything you feel in this world, anything you interact with in this world, shematzinu b'seder ha'teva, whatever you see in the physical world, it's time for us to open our eyes. Heim rak levush ha'gashmi, it's just the outer garb of the hashpa ha'ruchani shi'aredes be'esahi. It's the outer trappings of that spiritual idea, that spiritual energy that's descending at that particular time. L'chein af shechidish halavana hu inyan tivi. So in answer to the question that the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah raised in Maseches Brachos, the moon seems to be a very regular process. It's true, on a superficial level it is. Af shechidish halavana hu inyan tivi. Even though on a natural level, on a superficial level, the moon is following a natural process. It's following teva. And yet at the same time, the moon, we can make a bracha because it looks like it's new. In other words, it looks like it's new because on a higher realm, it really is new. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a perception of a moon that is renewing itself, and the world is wearing some type of garment of renewal, an appearance of renewal, what that means is, again, for those who are paying attention, and that's us, it has to be us, there's a spirit of renewal that's taking place in the world. And therefore, every Rosh Chodesh, when the moon renews itself, a person can renew himself. And Rabosai, there's no month where we experience it more than the month of Nisan, Haba Aleinu Letova. HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chadashim. This is the starting point of all renewal of all His Chachos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an awesome gift as we enter and move closer to the month of Geula, the month of Nisan. Okay, let's continue in Oz Beis. I want to do Oz Beis as well today. And again, there's no hostages. Anyone who needs to take a break, don't feel bad. You're welcome to take a break. But the plan is to learn till about 11 o'clock. We're going to do Os Beis now in the Sefer Or Gedaliah. And then from 11 to 12, we will sign off and get back together at 12 o'clock to learn a nice sugya in Inyanei Pesach together in Halacha and Gemara. Okay, so let's continue in Os Beis. Ksiv v'yakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yada es Yosef. We know that at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, we learn about a paro who's Yaakov Melech Chadash, a new paro, a new authority has come to power, and he doesn't recognize the things that Yosef has done in the past to save Mitzrayim. Says the Medrash, Amru Chazal, it's a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, Rabbanin Paschin Pischa Lahai Kra. The rabbis introduced this pasuk with another pasuk, a pasuk in Hosea. Ba'ashem ba'gadu ki banim zarim yaladu, Ata yochleim chodesh eschalkeim. You've rebelled against Hashem. Ba'Hashem bagadu. You've rebelled against Hashem, right? Ashamnu bagadnu. Ba'Hashem bagadu. Ki banim zarim yaladu. Because you have given birth to foreign children. Ata yochleim chodesh eschalkeim. And now the chodesh is going to take from you its portion. What does that mean? Lilameidcha kishameis Yosef heferu brismila. When Yosef died, the Jewish people stopped giving themselves bris milah. Bris milah is one of the great representations of hischatshus, as maybe we'll have a chance to explain. But when Yosef died, Jews in Mitzrayim stopped making themselves different, stopped renewing themselves, stopped giving that first mitzvah that a Jewish baby enters into, bris milah. And they said, Nihyek Mitzrim, let's be like Mitzrayim, let's be like the Mitzrim. Lekayim ha-shanemar, and this is a fulfillment of the pasuk, Ata yochleim chodesh eschelkeihem, melech chodesh ha-amad, v'chidesh aleim gzeirosav. Because the Jewish people stopped doing bris milah, so now a new king came to power, and the new king is going to make new decrees. What is bothering Chazal, and what are Chazal hinting to in this medrash? So explains the Chidush Harim. Mefarish HaChidush HaRim, the first Ger Rebbe, explained this Medrash, and he's quoted by the Sfas Emes, his grandson. Ki kosha laha medrash, eich ba laha mitzrim hakoach shal hischadrus. We just spent the last half hour learning that hischadrus is the portion of the Jewish people. HaChodesh hazeh lachem. It was given to us. We are the owners of renewal. So says the Chidush HaRim, I want to ask you a simple question. What does that mean, Vayaka Melech Chadash? The term doesn't make sense. How could there be a king who's Chadash? The whole inin of Chadash is Jewish. You can't give Chadash to Paro. It doesn't make sense. How could there be Chadash in Mitzrayim? Vayaka Melech Chadash. And Chazal say that he was Mechadesh in his Gezeros. Chidash is something that's essential to the Jewish people. HaChodesh is Elohim. It's the birth of Klal Yisrael. V'lo Yada es Yosef. Paro rejects Yosef. He made himself out a whole new way of Paro operating. How does Paro create new? New is something, Chodesh, Hischadshus, renewal is ours. And the answer is, and it's a sad answer, and it's a scary answer, and maybe it's part of what we're experiencing now, Uminayin bol l'mitzri koach ha-hischadshus ha-shayach li-Yisrael. How does a mitzri end up taking away that essential expression of a Jew, his chadshus, how did he get it? Ki ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh. There's no such thing as chidush by the umas ha'olam. There's no chadash tachas hashemesh. So what went wrong? How is it possible that power became chadash? V'rak shal yidei shebnei Yisrael hayachaser lahem koach ha'eschakayim. When the Jewish people threw it away, when we made it hefker, when we threw it at the world, so then the world can actually take it from us. When we don't use hischadshus, when we don't take pride in that gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in becoming a nation on the way out of Mitzrayim, so what happens is that the world takes it away from us. When we said, oh, we're going to lower ourselves to be like Mitzrayim, you understand what that means? It means we want to be the best of this world. That's a tragedy, because like we learned before, our airplane can fly above the clouds. So we want to be like the Egyptians. The Egyptians were the world power, the greatest of Olam Hazeh. But we forgot for a second that Ein Mazel Yisrael, that we're from the world of Olam Haba. So when we threw away our Lamalim and Ateva abilities, so then the Umas Olam took it from us. Power says, you don't want it, I'll take it. Al yedeze not luheim haruach ischachus ki beis shuredes lamata ruach ischachus avur klal yisrael. When ischachus comes down on behalf of us, im ein klal yisrael mishtam shimba notlem oso hakoach umasolam. If we don't use it, then the nations of the world take it away from us, and that's very, very sad. And that's what Chazal are hinting to in this medrash. Vizel Kavanas Medrash, Ata Yochleim Chodesh Eschalkeim. Now the Chodesh is going to take its portion. If you don't take it, if we don't use it, so someone else is going to take it. Shamitzrim Ochlu Eschelek Hischatrus Hashayach Li Yisrael. And Chaver, that's what we have to think about in these days ahead. There's a lot of new in the world right now. Everyone's experiencing something new right now. But we have to make sure that we are the leaders in terms of what is this new world going to look like as it unfolds. Because if we don't take charge, then other people are going to take it away from us. And that would be a tremendous loss of spiritual power that is being offered to us. Geulas klal Yisrael haye kishabo lehem shuv haruach shel eschachus. So how did we get out of Mitzrayim? Again, this was the hachodesh zel lechem before we ever heard the words hachodesh zel lechem. Right? Meaning, we should have known, the same way Avraham Avinu said, I'm starting a new movement. I'm going to do something new and different. Like we spoke about the other week, of Ador Tapuchos, to be revolutionaries. We should have known on our own in Mitzrayim that we're different, that we're new. We're something new. We threw it away. Paro took it from us. And then finally, as Geula started to take place, we got it back. When Klal Yisrael experienced Geula, and we heard the words Hachodesh Zelachem, that was us getting back this midah of Ischachus. Vaschalas Hageula Haisa Parsha Shelachodesh Zelachem, Shagalus Hischil Beis Vayakam Melechadash. The beginning of Galus is Vayakam Melechadash. The beginning of Galus is Paru taking Chadash away from us. Kisha Mitzrayim Natlu Koach Ischachus Mebnei Yisrael, Ukishenemar Lahem Hachodesh Zelachem. But when we heard those words, Hachodesh Zel Lachem, Haya Aschalas HaGeula, that was the beginning of Geula, Shabal Lehem B'Chazara Koach HaEschachus, that was us taking Hischachus back. Ki Be'ez Sha'amar Lehem Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom HaSaparsha Shel Hachodesh Zel Lachem, HaDavar HaShem Hevi Behem Ruach Hischachus. When we heard those three words, Hachodesh HaZel Lachem, we got it back. V'Lachein Yesh Hava Mina LaHaschil HaMitzvah Shel Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Mirosh Chodesh. However, we know what it says in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. In the Haggadah, it asks the question, maybe we should begin the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from when? From Rosh Chodesh. Why should we start the Pesach Seder on Rosh Chodesh? The answer is, Kamo Sha'orim Haggadah Shal Pesach, like we say in the Haggadah, Yochol Me Rosh Chodesh. What is that Havamina? And the Havaminas also have a truth to them. Ki B'yom Rosh Chodesh Haisa Aschalas HaGeula Yedei Kriyas HaParsha. Because when we read Hachodesh Hazel Lachem, that's already us getting a taste of the Geula. And therefore, yes, maybe you should start your Pesach Seder on Rosh Chodesh. Shehevi b'socham ruach eschachus. Because at that moment we experienced that feeling of eschachus. Sorry, Chever, my computer dropped out for a second. Sorry, I didn't mean to lose you.
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Okay, I'm back. I hope you can hear me again. Thumbs up if you can hear me. Okay, two thumbs up. Thanks, Jeremy. Okay, good. Let's finish it up. One more paragraph. Benisa nivra ha'olam b'masa. Last but not least, we know that the world has two starting points. The calendar has two starting points. If I were to ask you, when is Rosh Hashanah? So you would say, what do you mean? It's Aleph Tishrei. But of course, we know the Jewish calendar starts on Aleph Nisan. Who do we got there? So the question is, right, is it Nisan or is it Tishrei? So if you remember, at the beginning of the year when we were learning Rav Gedalia Shor's writings on Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned Tosfos in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. And Tosfos in Meseches Rosh Hashanah says that Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, that both opinions are true, that both opinions are absolutely true, that Nisan and Tishrei are both starting points to the year. As he quotes here, B'Nisan Nivra Ha'olam B'Masa. In the month of Nisan, the world was created actively. She'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim.
Do you have to continue where
Rabbi left off? Sorry, Chaver. I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize. I'm sorry. So again, what does Tosfos tell us? Tosfos tells us that in Nisan the world was created in action. In Tishrei the world was created in thought. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Haba Aleinu Letova, Nivra Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was physically created. Not just the idea, not just the machshava of Adam Arishon, but the very creation of Adam Arishon. Nisan is a month of action, where things have to happen. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Nisan, next week, as we experience Mirtz Hashem, Aleph Nisan, today is the 20th of Adar, so next week we'll experience Aleph Nisan. When we come to Aleph Nisan, that was the day Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. That was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into Adam HaRishon his neshama. Bayom Azeh Shebo Hayabriyas Adam. That was the day that Adam was physically created. Hayabriyas Shel Klal Yisrael. Of course, Adam is about the Jewish people. Shenasu Mi'ayin Liyesh La'am Hashem. So again, the same way that Adam HaRishon and the world, humanity, was created on Aleph Nisan, so too HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. When we come to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, again, Haba Aleinu Letova, Klal Yisrael are also created Mamish Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. Ukamoshe Isa B'Kuzari, like it says in the great work of Jewish philosophy, the Kuzari, Shamelech Kuzari Shal also, that the Khazar king asked the Chacham, the Jewish Chacham, Eich Hayi Yitzirus Klal Yisrael, how were the Jewish people created? V'amr lo shahayi babas achas. And he said to him, oh, the Jewish people, they were created in a single moment. V'hiksha lo davar kazeh, how do you create Klal Yisrael in one moment? V'tireitz ki haya babachas. The way that it was babas achas, ki haya kamo bria chadasha, shal b'nei Yisrael, v'ishavas mi'ayin liyesh. What was the moment that we were all created as? At that moment, Klal Yisrael was completely created and recreated. We went from being individual slaves to being a united Jewish people. Shebeis shenemar lehem achodesh hazeh lachem, zehadavar Hashem haya kamo maimer yehi or. The same way God said yehi or and light was created, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into Adam HaRishon life, so achodesh hazeh lachem was that moment that Klal Yisrael received their spirit and in a certain sense their mission statement. So it begins with achodesh hazeh lachem, and it ends, of course, with Mashiach ben David, which we said has the same gematria of Achodesh Zalachem. So, Chever, we've got our charge. We've got our mission statement. We know what Hashem wants from us in these days ahead. We all have to figure out how are we going to renew ourselves, how are we going to prepare ourselves for the Geula of Chodesh Nisan. Again, maybe it feels a little more real than it does in the past, and that's a good thing, as the world is all rallying around this one Inyan that we don't even know what it is. But b'siyata d'shmaya, we should feel a sense of ischachus. Again, for those who didn't hear last night, I spoke about how we shouldn't feel stuck in these days. Get yourself unstuck. Feel that this is an opportunity to experience something new. It's different. It's a little bit scary. It's a little bit unnerving. But to not become despondent or depressed by it. To feel empowered by it. To feel that Hashem is giving us, look out your window and watch a bird chirping outside on a tree branch and recognize the fact that the world is renewing itself. Chodesh Ha'aviv. This is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even though right now we feel like we're on lockdown and we're still trapped in Gullus. But this is the Jews, gathering into their homes as Makas Bechoros is taking place in the world, and we're getting ready to usher in the Geula. So B'siyata D'shmai, we should all be zocha to greet Mashiach from Herabi Amenu.